no role plays, just real. Chris and Lorenzo share four decades of combined experience to help you become a more effective leader.
We've never really, as a workforce, spent a lot of time on making sure we're developing good leaders.
We'll be able to share stories, experience, mistakes, failures, successes.
This is Hacking Your Leadership.
Welcome to Hacking Your Leadership. I'm Chris.
And I'm Lorenzo.
And Lorenzo, on this episode, we're going to be going over part 4 of 5 in our Leader of Leaders series with the acronym SPACE that you came up with. We talked about setting clear expectations and then personalizing the support, and then last week, accepting your role. And on this week's episode, we're going to be talking about the letter C, which is curiously question. Now, it just means question, but you know, it's got to work in the word space. So you have to add the word, the curiously question. Hopefully your questions come from a genuine sense of curiosity. But these are in a specific order for a reason, and that they, you know, each one kind of sets up the next one. And if you've done the right thing as far as setting clear expectations with your people, and you understand that your people are going to need different levels of support, you have to meet them where they are. And then you have to be able to let go a little bit, take a step back and kind of let them do, whether that's, you know, whether they do it well or not as well and need some support later on. The next step is going to be to question them on it, to be curious about what that process was. And so I'm wondering what your thoughts are on this as far as the importance of questioning your people after they have been given the opportunity to perform.
Yeah, I think it's there's always has to be a point of validation. And as a leader of leaders, that's your responsibility, is to check in, see what's going on, you know, look for where we're at with the strategy or the outcomes or you know, the work that needs to get done. So there has to be some element of this that is providing, again, validation or follow-up in many, you know, in many different reasons in different cases. So I think that the idea of curiously questioning means, you know, approaching the questioning with a genuine want to learn. And again, maybe it's not like, many times as leaders, you walk into something, you see something, you're like, okay, this is not going to work. And here's all the reasons why, the years of experience, all the things where you're like, this is probably not going to be the best way to get this done. But as a leader of leaders, if you're looking for that space to create for the team to learn, you have to approach it not under the guise of, can I understand how I can figure out a way to convince them to do something differently, but really take the time to, like, how did they get here? You know, how do they see this work? Where are they? Where are they seeing success in what they have for their idea? Where are their opportunities? You know, what would the dialogue look and sound like? Because, you know, our previous episodes, like, removing yourself out of the room means that you're not there in many of these cases where people are making these types of decisions and figuring these things out. So the balance to be not overbearing but close enough to the work, in my opinion, means that you've got to really ask great questions and allow there to be the opportunity for people to actually answer them and not look to you, where it's kind of like the game of like, oh, well, you know, tell me what's going on here, or what do you see here? And they look at you and they go like, well, I mean, I know what we're working on. What do you see here? You know, you're the one looking at it, and they try to push it back onto you. And so it's less about, you know, playing that back and forth game. And it's more about just saying like, hey, walk me through the work. You know, what are you proud of right now in the work that you got going on? You know, what are some of the things that you're seeing as opportunities or that you're working through? You know, I see, you know, I kind of see what you're showing me here. So how did you get to this point? Like, what, you know, walk me through the conversations, the dialogue, the collaboration, kind of what got you to here? You know, like, really, but again, not asking questions with the intent of proving them wrong or correcting them, asking them questions to really understand what were all the things that had to happen to get to that point.
Yeah, I think that's such a fantastic point. And I think it illustrates perfectly the importance of the accepting your role piece from last week, because a lot of accepting a role means leaving the room, right? It means getting out of the way and letting them do it, not just from a standpoint of sitting on the sidelines and critiquing and watching, though sometimes that's important depending on what they're doing, if it's a new skill. But if you're a leader of leaders, these are people who their job is to lead other people, right? And so the primary thing that you need to take on as your responsibility is teaching them how to be leaders, not teaching them how to execute the role of their people. That's their job to figure out. That if they're already in a leadership role, they can figure that out. Your job is to teach them how to be better leaders. And so if you're doing that, what that means is that if you're sitting on the sidelines, they're not going to be worried about doing the right thing. They're going to be worried about doing what you think is the right thing. And maybe that's the same thing, but maybe it's not. But either way, you're going to be in their head. And so the idea is to, in accepting your role, is to get out of the way, let them do their thing. And then when you question them afterwards, it doesn't come off as disingenuous because you weren't there. You're legitimately wanting to know how things are going. Any question, even if you're not trying to, you know, show them that they're wrong or that they did anything wrong or did anything improper, if you're in the room and then you ask questions after, it is going to be interpreted as a potential gotcha moment. Like I'm looking for this person to give a certain answer because there is a right or a wrong answer here. There is no right or wrong answer. There's just what happened. The right answer is whatever happened, and it's their job to explain it to you. But if they think you already have the answer, they're not going to be telling you what happened. They're going to be telling you what they think you want to hear what happened. And that's a very different thing when it comes to these people who report to you feeling like they can do the job that they've been entrusted to do without you, their leader, getting in the way or trying to take it from them or trying to show them that it's not just a result you're looking for, but there's a specific way of getting to that result that they have to use, and it's your way in order to get there. Maybe your way doesn't work for them. And that's okay. If the results are there and if they're reaching their people and their people are responding to them and everything's being done ethically, you don't get to tell them how to do it anymore. That's the whole point of being a leader of leaders. You know, is if they're following the company guidelines, then they're supposed to bring their own spin on how it gets done. And the only way to make that a genuine inquisition about what happened is to be in a situation where they know you weren't there and that you'll only know what they tell you. So important to kind of really put yourself in the shoes of someone who wasn't in the room by not being in the room.
Yeah, and I think tone matters a lot here because it's in just the way in which you curiously question people and the work that they're doing. Like you can very easily say like, oh, okay, Chris, So tell me, you know, how we got to this point, you know, tell me what decisions you made to think that this was a good idea.
Right.
right. Those types of things. Yes, those are questions. Yes, you could say those are looking for information, but the tone of those things and the way that you position those things come across as if like, clearly I did something wrong and now I'm going to play the guessing game on what was it that I did wrong and, you know, backpedal and that type of thing versus saying something like, hey, Chris, I see you've changed some part of the strategy here. You know, walk me through that. You know what I mean? What have you learned from that? And, you know, what are you celebrating and what are you seeing as still obstacles?
Right. Or even better, you know, tell me what parts of the strategy we went over you think worked for you and what parts you think had to change. Because then you're going into it with the assumption that at some point in time, some of the strategy had to change. Because there's rarely a time when it doesn't have to change, at least a little bit. And if you go into it thinking that, or leading your people to believe that you agreed on this strategy in advance, and now they're have to figuring out, oh, how do I tell Chris or Lorenzo, how do I tell Lorenzo that I wasn't able to go with the exact strategy we talked about, that I had to tweak it a little bit. Well, let them off the hook in the beginning by saying, tell me, I know we went over the strategy, what parts of it worked well and what parts of it did you have to change on the fly? Or you know, and tell me why, let's go over that. You're giving them permission to say, hey, you know what? This is not something that, just because we talked about it in advance doesn't mean it's set in stone. At the end of the day, the outcome is what matters and your engagement of your people is what matters. So if you had to change things in order to get it that way, show me what worked. Maybe we can share things with other people that might be struggling. You know, there is no one right way to do this. So absolutely give them as much leeway as they need to understand that there's no ulterior motive to your questioning. You are genuinely curious because you want them to succeed. Not that you want to school them, not that you want to prove that you knew what was right and they were wrong, not that you want to show that something they did that ended in a negative result is going to be something that you get to like chastise them on. If they did something incorrectly or they didn't know it was incorrectly and they got a negative result. It's a learning opportunity. And it's a teachable moment there, but it doesn't mean that they are, chastised for it or that they're somehow held accountable to that, unless it's the exact same decision over and over and over again. Again, you're teaching people how to be leaders. So very, very important that you disarm the conversation so they enter all of them thinking that you are there for the right reasons.
Yeah, and I think too, the part that you play as a leader of leaders is also in the validation of, you know, the work that their people are doing and building confidence and trust from, you know, the leader to their people. And so I think it's the same exact idea when you're curiously questioning. It doesn't just mean the leaders necessarily, but then their people. So when you're out there validating what's going on with them and asking them very general questions like, you know, what are you working on? Or what's something that you've done over the last, you know, couple of weeks or 30 days that you're really, really proud of here at work? How are you feeling, you know, with the current expectations and what are the current expectations? And what that does is it also allows you to understand and to hear, you know, are strategies cascading? Are they aligned? You know, if the leader is telling you this is the work that I'm doing, this is the expectation, then is that exactly what you're hearing from their people as well? And are they able to share that? And is the alignment there? Because to your point, the biggest thing that I think sometimes leaders have to kind of work through is like, we're on the same team. Like we're here to do the same work. I'm here to make sure that you're successful and in your success helps to feed my success. And so this is not about the aha got you moments. This is about like, let's work together on this. And the value of a leader's leader is that I get to come in and ask questions and understand and then give you the recognition and kudos to say, hey, Chris, I talked to some of your people out there. Clearly, they're aligned. They know what's going on. They feel really good about the work that they're doing. You know, the strategy that you and I spoke about that you kind of walked me through, that's exactly what they're working on. Or I get to say, hey, Chris, like, you know, like based on the conversations that we had today and some of the dialogue, like, how do you feel that went? How do you feel about the team? Do you feel that they're, you know, locked and loaded? Do you feel that they're aligned with what you're working through? Like, it's a collaborative effort. And then you can say, okay, well, if that's not the case, where do you think is the miss? You know, like, do you think it's messaging? Do you think it's clarity? Do you think it's the time spent? Do you like what can we work through or figure out together to get the end result that we both want to have here? And I think sometimes there's a lot of times I kind of feel like there's this, we say that we're on the same team, then we get really nervous and we kind of want to only show the good work that we're doing. So it's like this whole, like they always say, like, you know, cue the deer and all that type of stuff. Like if you're not being transparent, if you're not providing access as is to your leader, then how is it possible that your leader will be able to help you make sure that, you know, that the work that you're looking to accomplish is actually happening? And how are you going to get more space from your leader if you're not showing them, you know, this is exactly where we're at, this is exactly what's going on, and this is exactly where I feel great about the work, and this is what I'm still working through. If you don't have that level of clarity, it's hard then for a leader of leaders to give you that type of space.
I want to add something else to this too, because, you know, you as a leader of leaders could go in with the best of intentions, and you could be doing all of these things that we're talking about, and it's still landing the wrong way. And I'll tell you about a time that happened to me. I inherited a team of leaders, and I was replacing a person who wasn't doing well, and they left on their own because they saw the writing on the wall, and they knew that their time was about to be up. And then I took over this team, and I had about 7 people reporting to me, and they each had a team of people reporting to them. And I did exactly this. I set the clear expectations. I personalized the support. I accepted my role and gave them the space they needed to get their job done. And then when I would come in, I would question them about what they were doing and to try to help them kind of get where they need to go and get better at the jobs that they were expected to accomplish. And it wasn't being met well. It was being interpreted like I was sitting in the room and critiquing them and trying to find a gotcha moment or catch them doing something wrong. And it was because of the previous experiences that they had. When you are leading a team of people, they don't magically start over from scratch and assume positive intent from you just because you happen to be a new person. They are the product of their history with other leaders that they've had. And so I learned after about a month and a half that what I was doing wasn't working well, and I had to sit down with each of them individually and as a team and make sure they understand that when I ask questions, I genuinely want to know what is going on, that there is no wrong answer. Just tell me what's happening so that we can work on it together. I'm not going to throw them under the bus. I'm not going to go to my boss and say, I'd be doing so much better if it weren't for this person and this person and this person. That's not what it's about. And if you can ask for that from them, you might have to, but you're likely to get it if you are a new leader and you're just finding it hard to kind of break the ice, so to speak. Again, this is not... Just because you're doing everything the correct way here doesn't mean it's going to land in the correct way if your people have been burned in the past. If they've had a leader before who, you know, asked them questions and then used that information against them. Or remember, you know, you want this extra responsibility, but remember that time 6 months ago when you did this and you messed that up? You can't hang this over anybody's head. And if they've had things hung over their head in the past or used against them, they are going to be much less forthcoming in the future, even if you have a clean slate with them. So it may become necessary with each of them, if you're not seeing the results you're looking for, to have a conversation with them about that and make sure they understand what your commitment is to them and what you will never do. And it still might take them time to kind of open up a little bit when it comes to this, but as long as you set the stage with the words, they will at the very least be really hyper-vigilant looking for those actions to line up with it. They will notice, because if you do anything where the actions don't align with it, they will call you out on it, or at least, you know, they'll understand that you weren't being serious when you were telling them what to expect. But if you call out what your intentions are and what you won't do, and then they notice your actions align with that, you'll find a very quick opening up process where they start to trust you as their leader, and you can help them get through this process with your questioning.
Yeah, it's a great point. And with that, it brings us to this episode's 1 minute hack. But first, a few words from our sponsors.
The 1 minute hack.
All right, for this episode's 1 minute hack, here's what I want you to do. The next times that you are coaching up your people and curiously questioning them on strategy that you've allowed them to do on their own, you've worked it out maybe between the two of you, they've gone and executed it, and now you're following up, I want you to make sure that the questions you're asking are in spirit of the result and the learning and not the process. And so you're going to be asking questions like, tell me what you've learned. Tell me what elements of the strategy have worked for you and what elements have not worked for you. Tell me where you think you might be getting stuck or what could be different. Tell me what you've learned from this. Any type of question that falls into the minutia of the process. How many of your people do you have doing this? What are they doing here? How long are they doing this for? That's not your role anymore. Your role is to let them figure out what elements of those things are right or wrong by talking through the results and coming to an agreement on what you want the result to be together. And then it's their job to figure out the best way to get there. If they ask for specific help or advice, you're more than welcome to give it to them. But understand that once you've done that, the likelihood of them coming up with a solution on their own is very slim. They're likely to just execute whatever it is that you're telling them to do. So if you can hold off on that and allow them the time in the space to look at what the problem is with a broad set of eyes and take a step back and look at everything, they are likely to be able to figure out the solve themselves and be able to work through that. And who knows, it might even be a better solve than the one you would have given them in the first place.
Yeah, it's a great 1 minute hack. And again, as a leader of leaders, you know, allowing leaders to do their job, you know, you do your role, they do their role. And there are, we know historically, there's a lot of ways to get something done. And while we may have had success in the ways that we've approached things and done things, if we're not evolving, if it's not changing even so slightly, then you're in the you know at risk of getting caught into complacency and things like that. So I think it's so important to make sure that when you're having these conversations that they are questions that are allowing you to gauge and understand the leader themselves, the way in which they think, how they approach the work that they've done, you know, what do they see, how do they, you know, how do they value the work, how have they built the strategy versus so much of the details of the strategy or the work.
Yeah, if you find yourself asking your leaders about the things that their people are doing, you've taken this too deep and too far. This is about results, and this is about making sure that they have the support that they need. And if you've done the other things, if you've worked out the expectations between the two of you beforehand, and you've understood what level of support they've requested from you, and you've actually accepted that it's now your job to take a step back to let them do this, if you have done those things well, it should be pretty easy to question them in a way that is genuine and that helps them get through those issues together. If you haven't done those first three steps well, the likelihood of your questions coming off the right way is going to be less, because if the expectations weren't clear, then your questions are going to be more along the lines of whether or not they knew what was asked of them, and that means you've not set the stage the correct way. If you're asking them questions that they've been asked before by other people, or that they feel like you're kind of overbearing or micromanaging them, you haven't personalized the support. And if you're watching over them as they're expected to execute all the time, then you've definitely not accepted your role. So again, these do work in order, and if you do them in order, they'll work out well.
Absolutely. And with that, it brings us to the end of this episode. This is Hacking Your Leadership. I'm Lorenzo.
And I'm Chris.
And we'll talk to you all next time.